This life is a pit stop until the next. I say this now because in the past year, I have lost hometown friends, 3 or more of them, a Marine leader, and a family friend. It is inevitable that we meet our ending here, but damn, boy, does it have to hurt. It hurts so much. You won't see it in me when you look at me, but my heart and soul inside are kneeling, crying, and saying thank you for your friendship. I'm sorry you have to go. Love you, fly free. And to my Marine captain, you fought on the field too many times. You fought cancer 3 times. Your fight was epic, but you are needed to fight somewhere else. I know usually I'm a happy-go-lucky person, but after yesterday when I heard that Ryan passed on, and then before that it was Colonel Mark Smith, and then John Bertalli, and then Greg and Naya. I mean, there's so many people just within the past year that have went over. Then you look at the grandkids and you're so thankful. But then you remember the stories. You remember the stories with Greg, because we lived right next to each other. We grew up together. He was always so, so artistic, so athletic, good at anything he touched or anything he did. Ryan and his family, they kind of took me under their wing. He was like my little brother, but I can't go out there because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do a lot of times when this happens. I don't know how to feel in public, and I don't know how to act in public. Mark Smith, Colonel, United States Marine Corps. You know, he fought Gulf War with me. He was there. He ended up inhaling a lot of that black junky smoke. That's what got his lungs. And then I believe he was in either Afghan or Iraq, leading the reserve unit. And that reserve unit became one of the best known reserve units. I think it's the Ghost Battalion or Ghost Company. You guys look it up. It's out there. They were tough. And he visit each and every person's parents when they were KIA. And then he came back. He was Indiana State Trooper. That's what he was. Then they found cancer in the lungs. He told us it was from the black tar that he had to breathe in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. He fought it 3 times, and on the 3rd time, it got to him. He had to go fight somewhere else. Yeah, I know it's inevitable. And I know we're never going to see when it comes. It's like in battle, the bullet that gets you is the one you don't hear. I know this is not a very happy podcast, but it's a real podcast. I love my children. I love my grandchildren. I love my friends. Have a good evening.